It's not winter officially yet, but close. It's December, and when we reached into the vault for a theme song to represent the month, we found plenty of Christmas music for sure. Instead, here's Weezer to start off First Friday Arts. Burning flame in December, we'll need something to keep us warm. Perhaps we can stay warm with activity, like taking in some of the myriad of arts events in the holiday-heavy month. On this First Friday, we provide a list of those events in our First Friday Arts segment, all listener-generated. We invite arts organizations by email and open the phone lines for calls about arts events here and there. If you didn't get the email, you still get the invitation to call 800-838-3760 to tell our audience about your event, with the caveat that you have to wait for a phone line to open because they are all full at the moment. So let's move on quickly to Samay at the Ashland Gallery Association. Welcome to First Friday.
Hey, good morning. It's actually Samay over at Ashland Natural Medicine. Thanks, Jeff, for having me. Appreciate it.
What you got going on?
So tonight, starting at 5:30, you know, our clinic is not just a clinic, but we have a beautiful space and we host local artists every month. And tonight, of course, we're hosting the incredible Lindy Kehoe. I hope all of you know who she is, because she is my absolutely favorite magical, inspirational artist, painter, illustrator here in the Rogue Valley. Her work touches on the child within all of us. It's quite magical. It's surreal. It's quite unique. She has an incredible ability of painting detail and tapping into that dreamlike state. But yet she focuses on many adult things in our lives, but using that childlike inner quality of us.
Mm-hmm.
She's also going to be selling some of her merchandise. So if her paintings are not affordable for you at this moment, she has incredible like dream pillows and prints and amulets that you can hang, you know, in your car or in your window above your bed. Just wonderful warm gifts for the holidays. We'll be pouring some wine, and it's just a really good feeling in there. So we hope you all come in and check us out. We are located on Lithia Way, kitty corner to the post office, and next to the open parking lot, which is near Yogurt Hut. So come on in, check us out, and take a look at Lindy's incredible, wonderful work.
And what is Lindy's last name one more time?
It's Kehoe, K-E-H-O-E.
Okay, so the art of Lindy Kehoe at Ashland Natural Medicine on Lithia Way in Ashland. Thanks so much for joining us, Samay.
Thank you so much for having me, and have a beautiful holiday, everybody.
All right, take care now. Let's go to Barbara at Liberty Arts in Wairika. Welcome back to First Friday Arts.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. And we're having an opening tonight at Liberty Arts from 5 to 7 in Wairika, 108 West Minor Street, with refreshments. And this is a collaborative exhibition of two artists who are now working locally. There's sculptures from Jill Gardner and paintings by Marlis Jamutis in a show called Form and Space. And Jill Gardner was raised in Malibu in the company of artists from the Venice Beach art scene of the 1960s and 70s. And she says that that contemporary art, which paired natural materials with conceptual ideas, that's what sort of contributed to her own wide-open sense of possibility. And so for this show, she began preparing each piece, and she discovered that they contained a circle of some sort. And these were things she'd been collecting or had been given through the years, so like a vintage washing machine, a large bullet casing, and fluff from a cashmere sweater, and she sort of puts these together, and there's some mannequin parts too. So this is certainly a very different, bold, and even amusing representation from her. And Marlis Jamutis, she's now experimenting with letting gravity move the paint instead of a brush. And she usually pours the paint to the canvas and turns and tilts it and allows the paint to direct what is going to happen. She moves it on its own, the paint moves when she turns it, and so what comes out is sort of intuitive, and it creates a different arcs of movement And the results, she says, are always a surprise even to her.
Sounds like Jackson Pollock, except the canvas is moving instead of the painter.
Yes, it's more fluid than Jackson Pollock. There's none of this, you know, sprinkling, spraying stuff. But they're absolutely gorgeous. Some of them are very large and some of them are smaller and more detailed. But everyone is different, although they've used the same process to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the show runs from tonight until January 4th. So that's 108 West Minor Street, 5 to 7 this evening.
All right. Liberty Arts in Yreka. Barbara, always good to hear from you. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Two phone lines now open at 800-838-3760 as we move to Michael with the Siskiyou Singers from Ashland. Welcome to First Friday.
Thank you, Jeffrey, and good morning to you and all your listeners. We would like to invite everybody to come to the Siskiyou Singers Holiday Concert next weekend. Actually, three performances, December 13th at 7:30 p.m., that's Friday, and then December 14th and 15th, Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. at the SOU Music Recital Hall. We're calling it a Ceremony of Carols, and that's because it centers on Benjamin Britten's famous setting of wonderful old English sacred poetry to music, and it's 12 movements. And I don't want to intimidate anyone into thinking that 12 movements is going to take 3 hours, because they're very short. Some are less than a minute, but they're all just incredible. They're accompanied exclusively by harp, and we have a wonderful, talented guest harpist, Ellen Lindquist, who is going to be performing along with us. That's the first half of the concert. The second half will be other Christmas carols and sacred songs, including Blow, Blow, That Winter Wind from John Rutter, and as is our tradition, a new arrangement or a new arrangement to us of Silent Night. We do a different arrangement of Silent Night every year. So it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful concert, and we hope that everybody will come out. Tickets are available at the Music Coop or Paddington Station in Ashland, and at Grocery Outlet in Medford. But the easiest way to get tickets is just to go online to siskiyousingers.org, and you can reserve tickets there.
And it's 7:30 on Friday night the 13th, and then matinees 3 p.m. on Sunday, Saturday and Sunday?
That's right.
Okay, 13, 14, 15, Siskiyou Singers. Thank you so much for calling in, Michael.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
All right, good to have you on First Friday Arts. Couple phone lines open at 800-838-3760. Martin Maikut, the music director of the Rogue Valley Symphony, joins us now. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Jeffrey, good morning.
Good to have you once again. What's going on?
Well, I want to tell everyone about a very special concert that the Rogue Valley Symphony is doing on the New Year's Eve at the Criterion Theater. The concert, I modeled the concert after the Viennese New Year's concert, so it's mostly Strauss waltzes, although there is also a unique piece on the program that is Poulenc's Concerto for Two Pianos. So we normally don't get to do concerti for two pianos, so that's another draw. And
Maestro, hang on for a second, because we actually have a piece of music suggested by Kristen Kessler from the Rogue Valley Symphony. It's from the Die Fledermaus Overture by Strauss. We plucked from somewhere in the middle.
Wonderful.
He does make the rhythm clear, doesn't he? I keep sitting here going, one, two, three, one, two, three.
Indeed, yes. So we're hoping this is going to be a classy and glitzy affair, but I also introduce a little bit of rogue into that program. And the concert starts at 8:30 p.m. on New Year's Eve, again, in the Criterion Theater. People can come just to the concert. That would be for $50. Now, for $75, people can come early to a pre-concert party, which I will be attending as well, and we can clean glasses and have some bubblies and some chocolate. Or then for $150, those selected people could stay on with us on stage of the Criterion Theater, and we will celebrate until midnight, and I'm so looking forward to it, because normally being on stage is work, but this will be fun. and I'll have a glass of real French champagne in my hand, and there'll be a catered food, and we'll be dancing and singing, and we may have some more surprises there that you'll just have to come to see.
All right, New Year's Eve at the Criterion, and if you pay $150, you can be up on stage at midnight as 2020 arrives.
Indeed. So people who are interested could call 541-708-6400 or go to our website, which is rvsymphony.org.
And it is linked, or will be linked by the time the day is out, from our page on First Friday Arts at the Jefferson Exchange. Martin Mikut from the Rogue Valley Symphony, always a pleasure. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. We bring in now Steve from New Zone Gallery in Eugene. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Jeffrey. And good morning and happy holidays to your Jefferson Public Radio audience. At New Zone Gallery, located at 22 West 7th in downtown Eugene, right across the street from the Holt Center and underneath the parkade, where we have free parking, we will have our opening tonight during the First Friday starting at 5:30. Our featured artist will be Barbara Atten and her show called, I believe it's People and Places, a Watercolor Retrospective. Our spotlight artist will be Gail Macy, and she has all these whimsical art items, paintings, cute little things, items, really cute stuff. In the back of the gallery, we have Photo Zone, which is a photographic gallery, and they rent the back of the space. They're a wonderful group of people that have been with us originally when we started New Zone back 34 years ago, and so they're back with us. Also, in our Klausmeier Room gallery, we have a show called 10-inch times 10-inch equals $100. And what this is the gallery members were giving 10-inch square panels to do whatever they want. And I believe we have about 65 or so of these panels, these wooden panels, and they're all priced at $100, and the artists could do whatever they want. Some artists did the front of the panels, and some artists did the back of the panels, and to give that framed effect. And this is a fundraiser for New Zone, so half the commissions will go to New Zone, and the other half go to the artist. And some of the artists have decided just to give all the funds to New Zone. So that's going on tonight throughout the month. We also have our holiday store with a lot of gifts made by crafty gifts made by our artists. They're priced at $50 and under, and we've expanded our store from past years, so we have a lot going on there. And also, we have the remnants of our Art Without Borders show. This was a show we promoted last month for migrant children in the border. And it was originally going to run for 2 days, and we decided to run it for the rest of the month. And then we decided, well, let's just run until this First Friday. It originally started off as an auction, and most of the pieces sold, but we have a number of pieces that did not sell, and we have them priced to sell, and that will be going on tonight throughout the weekend, and they'll end that show.
All right, so Art Without Borders closes tonight, but all the other stuff is going on.
Throughout the rest of the month. Also, we'll have Steve Goodbar playing music, and for no charge, you can come in and drink all the Mankasi beer you want. We'll have food and other beverages and lots of art, and we are the First Friday Art Walk here in Eugene.
All right, that's the New Zone Gallery at 22 West 7th Avenue in downtown Eugene. Steve, always good to hear from you.
Very good, Jeffy. You too, and happy holidays to you and your audience.
Happy holidays to you. Let's go to another First Friday Arts call. You're welcome to join the conversation still with your arts event at 800-838-3760. As we turn to Amy talking about a local author's fair at the Ashland Library. Welcome, Amy.
Welcome. Thank you, Jeffrey, for having me on. Well, we're very excited that the author's fair has doubled in size. But the big news is that live authors are going to be taking over the library throughout this Sunday from 12 to 3. Of course, the library is filled with authors at all times, but this time there'll be a lot. And they'll be in the children's area, the teen area, upstairs, downstairs, throughout the building. There are going to be 65 authors there, local authors from Ashland and throughout the valley. And we're very, very excited.
All right. So, okay, go ahead.
What? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I was going to ask a question, but go ahead.
Okay. So one of the things that we're doing, so the authors will be there with their books, selling their books, but we also will have a speaker schedule. Various authors will be talking about how to create a narrative voice, or you are here writing about place. So we have Midge Raymond and Maureen Battistella, Peggy Rubin, Jennifer Margolis, Michael Neiman, all writing about how to write, giving talks about how to write, just short talks. And then in the children's department, I've got 8 children's authors that will be sharing their books, and 3 of them will also be talking about writing children's novels. And in the teen department, we have a couple of teen authors. One of them said, well, I want to talk about how you create the villain when you're writing a book. So these talks will be going on throughout the afternoon from 12 to 3. And people can come in and meet a local author. As we say, read local, buy local. Help celebrate the holidays.
All right. And that's 12 to 3 Sunday, right? The local authors fair?
12 to 3 at the Ashland Library. This Sunday, December 8th. Right. We're very excited. And it's bigger than ever. But it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I really love the comparison to the fact that, yes, there are authors in the library all the time, but these are real live authors.
Right. Yes. There'll be a couple of local publishing companies there, too. And I think that people will get exposed to a lot of different authors than they would normally read. Every half hour, we'll be doing raffles. Everybody gets a free raffle ticket when they come in, and they can win a bag from the Friends of the Library. We'll be donating book bags filled with books from these various authors that are participating in the event. And I had someone call me yesterday and say, you know, I won one of those bags last year of various books, and I put one of them to the side. I thought, oh, maybe I wasn't that interested in it. And she said, I started reading it. I couldn't believe I waited this long. So people are exposed to new authors through these prize bags that they might win. I think we're giving out 15 of them.
All right, so a lot to look forward to at the local authors fair at the Ashland Library, 12 to 3 Sunday. Amy Blossom, the former library director, now retired, but still very active. Thank you so much for joining us on First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange.